Schrader Yacht Sales, the East Coast's finest dealer of Chris Craft, Island Packet Yachts, Packet Craft, Parker Fishing Boats, and Nautic Star Boats. Schrader Yachts is located at the top of Barnegat Bay in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Our good friend Ray Schrader provides you, the customer, with over 30 years' experience in boat sales, sail and power boats, both new and used. Schrader Yacht Sales offers a full-service storage facility and a reliable crew responsible for all of your boating needs. Specialists in electronics, they can accommodate your needs for radar, autopilot, air conditioning, GPS, heat, and communications. Give Ray a call at 732-899-8010. That's 732-899-8010, or go to SchraderYachts.com. That's SchraderYachts.com. Oh, by the way, tell Ray you heard about him on Veterans Radio, and he will personally deliver your new boat from Schrader Yachts anywhere there's water. Schrader Yachts, ready to serve all of your boating needs. And we're back on Veterans Radio, and I am talking with Phil Smith, who is the Director, Chief Veterans Service Representative for the Vietnam Veterans of America State Council of Michigan. And we've been talking about the different claims that have been, you know, that you can file with the VA, and we're also talking about the budget cuts that have been going on in the state of Michigan. We talked briefly before the break, Phil, about the different types of claims that can be filed. And there's really no way of knowing if you are eligible unless you had the opportunity to go sit down and talk with a Veterans Service officer.
That's correct. The portion of what they call a service-connected claim is basically the claim that you were treatment in the service, that's directly related, and then treated after the military. A lot of veterans today still don't know about that they can file claims for that. The other one is the presumptive conditions, directly not it was related to, but you didn't have them while you were in the service. And there's other claims such as non-service connected pension claims with aid and attendance and housebound status. That's for those who are over 65 or older. They can no longer work because of medical conditions or other reasoning. That falls under a wartime era only. You can't file for that under peacetime.
Okay, so let's suppose that you were involved in Vietnam from what, I don't know what the years are on that, 62 to 75?
Well, technically it says 64 to 1975, but obviously we were in Vietnam in 1959.
Yeah, but
prior,
nobody knew that. We don't tell that story.
But the period of service, if you were in from 61 to 64, if you're in country in that zone, then yeah, you can file a claim for that, but you have to prove you were actually in a combat area. And it goes up to 1975, May of 75 is a cutoff. Anything after that, then obviously it's...
Well, suppose that you were in the service during a non-combat time period, and can you still go to the VA hospital for treatment?
You were in, let's say, peacetime is what is considered. You went and seen a corpsman or medical person, whatever, or medic, and you got treated, and it was documented in your medical records. And you have the same condition now, it is considered service-related.
Okay.
And you can file a claim for those benefits. But if you're, like I said before, if it's not it's not wartime era, you can't file for the non-service.
There was another email I received recently that said to make sure that you do register, whether you think that you're ever going to need benefits or not, because everybody's entitled to a physical, kind of a baseline.
Everybody is honorably discharged or under honorable conditions, whether it be a general discharge or other, they need to register at the VA Medical Center, taking their DD-214 or their discharge papers, because World War II and Korea didn't have 214s. They call them, I believe, DD Form 2s.
Right.
And they need to register. That's not only a male, but a female. And the women now are getting more populous in the VA hospitals and need the treatment as well. The process there is obviously not as fast as it would be your civilian doctor and your family doctor. And trying to get back in to be treated because of a condition could take 2 or 3 months. Whereas you go to your family doctor and it's within the next day or two, unless it's emergency.
Right. Okay. Now we kind of figure out how claims are filed and how long it takes to get one of these things done. Let's go back and look at how this 25% budget cut is going to affect the veterans especially in the state of Michigan right now. So if I come to see you, or if I go to my local VA hospital, there's a good chance that my representative may not be there on that day any longer.
That's correct. Most of the veteran organizations took the people out of the hospitals. And because of that, now they're in the downtown offices, and they'll have to, let's say, one day out of the week, will go to the hospital because they have no representative in the hospital. But the hospitals are begging for us to come back because that's where most of your populace of veterans go for treatment.
Right.
And that's where they should be at. Senator Valdy Garcia wants boots on the ground. He is the one that started this Senate Bill 250, Section 707, to almost take away the veteran service organizations or their funding. He started the bill. It went on, and we're still right now negotiating that portion and trying to get what he actually wants.
This is a state representative.
This is a state representative. He is term limited, along with the governor and a few others in the House and in a state. Now we're trying to negotiate what exactly do they want, along with the Department of Veterans Affairs, because they want to start a Office of Department of Veterans Affairs as well to oversee the service organizations and their grants.
Oh, so they want to put another layer of bureaucracy in there.
Oh, yes.
They want it
downtown. They want it somewhere, but they don't really know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even know what we do. That's the big problem.
Well, a couple of issues, and we've got about 5 minutes left, is I wanted to talk to you about the funding issue. When we were talking earlier, you had mentioned that the various service organizations have been getting this money every year as a grant.
Correct.
But they weren't. Where was that money coming from?
All the money comes from the state of Michigan out of a general fund. Obviously, where does the state get the money? Where does the government get the money? I guess from the taxpayers. So the money that is given to us to assist them, we do services free.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the grant is for. We cannot charge a penny.
Right.
Now, if you go to an attorney, they're going to charge you 20% of whatever the take of that grant is.
Mm-hmm.
And the VA will not give the veteran or their spouse any money until that attorney is paid. And that's where other attorneys now fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
They see the effect. They see the money value, and so they're coming and trying to help the veterans out.
Right,
but the grant money is from the general fund, and that money obviously comes from taxpayers or other avenues within the state.
Well, you said earlier that some funds had been diverted to the service organizations, but it had come from the veterans' homes.
We heard we have not ever. Let's go back a step. State of Michigan gives a increase in money every year from the cost of living. So the state employees may get a increase.
Mm-hmm.
The veteran service organizations, through their grants, never got an increase for at least 8 years. Finally, we got a stimulus of 3% that took a little bit of help out of there because of the cost of the gas and so forth that was traveling. Followed by that, we were given another 3%. And we thank Senator Garcia for helping to do that. Later on, with a slip of the tongue, it was found out that 3% came out of the two veterans' homes in the state of Michigan. Had we known that, we would not have accepted the 3% increase.
Right, right. Well, where do we go from here? What call to action do we need to do? Who do we need to contact to get this fixed or getting taken care of?
I think every person, regardless whether a veteran, a surviving spouse, a citizen in the state of Michigan or in the United States or elsewhere, should contact their state local representatives, either House or Senate, and the governor's office, and ask them, what are they doing? Why are they doing this?
Mm-hmm.
The governor took 25% from us, but every other agency within the state, only 5%. Why did she take such a big chunk out of us?
I don't know. I mean, because she has been very supportive of Veterans Affairs and veterans issues over the years, and I'm just kind of curious as to, you know, what happened here, because now it is taking longer to file a claim.
That's correct.
And it's going to take even longer to file an appeal.
That process is, once the decision comes back, and it's either granted that you like that decision, or if it's denied, and obviously there's something there that needs to be dealt with, you can file an appeal. Right now, the regional office is 13,000 claimants behind, and that's not including the current veterans coming in today as far as the younger generation of the war on terrorism. Your appeal process, I mean, takes just probably 4 or 5 years to get settled if it is granted at all. That is a long process, whereas you wait for a hearing, a personal hearing, or going to Washington, D.C. That's where the Veteran Service Representative falls into play. We act like attorneys. We're advocates. We're not paid attorneys. We know the rules. We're sent to school. We're trained. And we do the professional job that's needed, and whereas an attorney gets paid and we don't.
Well, yeah, that's true. But and I think that the veteran service organizations do a great job out there. And I know that there are many of you veterans out there who are very satisfied with the work that they've done for you or for your friends. And we've got to make sure that they have enough funding to continue doing this, because if they cut back on their staff, we've got to figure out where this money is going to come from, because it doesn't sound like it's going to get put back into the budget right now unless there's a real outrage and cry in there. And, Phil, I want to thank you so very much for being on Veterans Radio, and hopefully we'll have you back again to talk about the process again. Filing a claim is always such a big problem, and how we can address these issues not only in Michigan but around the country. Thanks so very much.
Thank you, Dale.
For being on Veterans Radio. We'll be right back after this with Kelly Trudell.